Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll have a flashback Friday.
We will.
And what else are we going to do today?
I'm looking for suggestions on how to fix the windshield debacle.
We'll talk about that coming up. And it's kind of a tweener holiday. It's like between a holiday and a weekend.
I know. Is today Friday?
I think.
Okay.
Which means we can have a flashback Friday. If it is Thursday, let's do it anyway. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We have established it is Friday. We have established it is the day after the 4th of July. And it's just one of those days where we probably should have taken the day off.
I was going to say, no one is going to be at work today.
No.
At least here in this building.
Well, probably just about everywhere. Some people took Wednesday and Friday, mm-hmm. which means when they left Tuesday, see you Monday.
I know.
Wait a minute. Isn't that almost a week? But yeah, and then I saw on the news that today is the busiest travel day. I'm like, why?
Oh, I guess people stay home on the 4th and then go someplace for the weekend.
I don't know. We'd like to know what you're doing. You know, maybe here locally, a lot of festivals. Pine Otter Days wraps up, and the Millville Firemen's Carnival is in full swing with their fireworks at midnight tomorrow night. That's the way they wrap things up. They do it in style in Millville. Shamokin, rumor has it the fireworks are going to be postponed because of weather. As of right now, they are not. So
they'll be
shooting them off the bank.
Yes, they will. There's a full list at WQKX.com. It's powered up by Jack Williams Tire and Auto Service Center.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention to that because we're on top of it. Mark Lawrence just said a lot of people are confused over Shamokin. They're still going on.
As far as we know right now.
Listen to what your neighbor's saying until it happens.
Yes, fireworks are happening on Saturday in Shamokin.
Because the weather has been crazy, but you don't cancel things until it's time to. All right, or postpone for that much.
I have confidence in the guys who run that out there in Shamokin.
Yeah?
They're going to get it done. I have confidence.
Because they like blowing things up or what?
Yes.
Yeah. What is that? What is that thing going around on social media? The guy with the eye patch and three fingers always has the best fireworks.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, how did you spend your 4th of July? You said you were going to Knoebels.
I did indeed.
Okay,
also,
that's a great place to be.
Got to spend some time with family and friends. I have a friend in from college who's visiting, and then was over at my mom and dad's. And then at another neighbor's house and,
a traveling parade.
It was a traveling parade and we had on our red, white, and blue finest.
A movable feast. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got to wear red, white, and blue. Did everyone at your cookouts?
Pretty much.
Isn't it neat when you just see people wearing random red, white, and blue? Some of it is the gaudiest stuff ever, but it's really cool because it's allowed on 4th of July.
My husband's t-shirt of choice this year was a t-shirt that we found, I believe, at Walmart. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it is a cat riding one of those red, white, and blue, popsicles.
Oh, cue the cat, Matt. Thank you.
Those rocket pops you were talking about. It was like a cat.
Cat riding a rocket pop.
Holding an American flag wearing sunglasses. It's pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah. My kids love those rocket pops back in the day. Mm-hmm. Mine was a red, white, and blue t-shirt with a Gibson guitar on it.
Nice.
Because
that's awesome. Yes.
Very good.
And Matt will love this. My Under Armour Boston Red Sox ball cap, 4th of July style. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
As he sighs audibly.
So there you have it. Did a cookout, strip steaks and pork chops on the grill.
Nicely done.
And I decided to whip up a special punch for that said party.
I see.
Yes.
And it didn't go over real well because almost everybody was there like, got any beer? And I was like, well, yeah, there's beer
in
the fridge. But here, I made this 4th of July punch. Beer. Got any beer? So, that was...
Tom, it's a beer holiday.
I guess it is, but I felt like festive. I felt like, I don't know if I was in a Jamaican Hawaiian kind of mood or what, but and it spilled over today because I got my party shirt on.
You do have your party shirt on.
Looking very festive.
So I brought some extra punch.
Some morning show punch?
Yes, we'll call it morning show punch instead of leftover 4th of July punch.
Well, thank you, kind sir.
So there you have it. So let's try to figure out a couple of things. Today, let's try to figure out what today is because we're not really sure. Is it a holiday? Is it the day after a holiday? Is it an extended weekend where we were forced to work?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. And then we'll try to figure out what to do with your windshield on a morning like today.
I need tips and suggestions because this morning it was bad. We can talk about it later.
We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. See, this is fine 4th of July leftover entertainment. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Sounds like Flashback Friday already because it is Friday, right? Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. And a little rock bass on your face. All right, so you had a problem driving into work this morning because you couldn't figure out your defrosters. Now, before we say, boy, Laura's a little dumb, goofy, whatever, it's that kind of weather where you can't figure your car out.
I couldn't. So first, it was a little muggy. So I was like, okay, I'll turn on the AC.
AC, yep.
But then it started to fog up the side
windows. I know, I hate when that happens.
Right? I hate it.
So I was like, okay, let's turn off the AC.
And I opened up the sunroof.
Okay. Well, then, because of the temperature difference, it started to fog up the inside of the windshield. Then I couldn't use the wiper. So I was like, oh, man, now I need defrost. But I know it can't be too cold on defrost because then it'll continue
it'll
to fog
make it
up.
Worse.
So
yes.
I was like, all right, what's the temperature outside? 72 degrees. Uh-huh. So I like put it at 72 and I'm like, I'll survive. I'll just have the sunroof open.
Right.
So I set it at 72. I put it on defrost. It starts to go away. But then the condensation starts on the outside.
And it gets warm in the inside because you have it on 72.
Yeah. Exactly. So now I'm getting hot. There's condensation on the outside. So I turn on my windshield wipers and then it's gone. I'm like, okay. But then it, like, won't go away. So I was like, okay, screw it.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to turn it all off and just open my windows.
All right.
Well, then it started, like, condensating, whatever.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And
your dashboard gets wet. Even the gauges get wet.
So everything is now like
I'm in a sauna here. Yes. What's going on?
So I'm well hydrated. Like my skin is well hydrated this morning.
And you couldn't see where you're going all the way from Elysburg.
Well, I was ready to pull over.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did do the super dangerous thing that I would not suggest you try at home.
Oh boy.
Of like putting my head out the window.
That's what I
over to the side. Right. And then I tried to, you know, figure it out. And eventually I did. I just had to keep my windshield wipers on. So I'm just curious, Central PA, if anyone...
It's tough.
If you're awake listening, which I'm sure that probably nobody is.
Nobody is because it's the day after the holiday.
Yeah, everyone's
we're the
only ones
weekend. Alive right now.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just curious if anybody has any tips and tricks because I did the typical tips and tricks. Turn on a little heat to try and like match the temperature. And then I put the windows down, the sunroof and this and that. And then I turned it all off and nothing worked.
Right.
And then it was foggy.
On top of all that.
Yes.
Yeah. You're exactly right. I did what you did. I rolled down the driver's window and I hung my head out like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, actually, I just did my windshields. I just kept those going and I was good. And I just kept the AC on, like, medium.
Ah, AC medium.
AC medium.
Yeah. And I was good.
Windshield wipers, AC medium. But
might be your help there.
I don't know.
News is coming up next. A check on sports and the rest of the holiday weekend AccuWeather. Let us know. You know, how do you keep your drive to work?
My mom is texting me to be patient.
Oh,
and just allow everything to calm down.
That's totally out of the question.
I was going to say, you or I be patient?
No. Not going to happen. 94KX hollering back with Tom and Laura in the morning on the day after the 4th of July. All right, here's what we need to do next year. Well, it won't matter next year because the 4th of July will be on Friday. If this ever happens again.
Okay, are we taking the day off?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like being here and doing what we're doing.
So do I.
We love what we do. But the building's kind of quiet.
It is super quiet. There's like no one.
There's no one here.
Mm-mm.
Almost all the lights are out.
I know.
And
should we be saying this on air?
Why? Is somebody going to attack?
I don't know.
Is a Trojan horse going to come wheeling up the driveway?
Listen, you never know. You never know. And all right.
Or maybe some tanks. Let's roll some tanks.
Matt,
up
the
like
news guy, will protect us.
Will he?
He's closest to the door.
That's true. But overall, I would have bet Mark Lawrence has artillery somewhere in the building if we needed to be protected.
True. That's a very valid point.
It's like a little ghost town here. It's the day after a holiday going into a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, some people were smart on Tuesday when they said to me, hey, Tom, see you Monday. I was like, wait, what?
What's happening?
There's work tomorrow on Wednesday. The holiday's Thursday. There's work on Friday. So maybe they were the smarter ones, and here we are. But so to stir up the party, if you will.
Okay.
It's a Flashback Friday in about 10 minutes.
It is. Oh, can we go to the playlist that we posted? Some people put some great songs.
This is what I was thinking.
Oh, yay.
Let's play some America.
America.
Let's play some America. All right, let's pull out all the stops.
The other day when we asked about your favorite sort of America, so like your favorite song to help you celebrate.
It didn't have to be a stand up and salute the flag song. It
had to be
something that reminded you of, because you had mentioned Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. That certainly isn't a 4th of July song, but it's America.
It conjures up those feelings of sort of, you know, like riding your bike in the street with a sparkle.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
John Mellencamp's small town, you know? Born and raised in a small town. You know, that's...
People were then messaging some country songs, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood,
that's Born
on the 4th of July.
Okay.
I mean, American Girl, good stuff.
American Girl, Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had mentioned that one. Like, so it doesn't have to be a 4th of July song, because the 4th of July was yesterday. But let's see what we could come up with. Songs that make you feel good for the summer and make you glad you're American, because that's what the 4th of July is supposed to be. One of those holidays that make you glad to be, happy to be an American. There it is.
There it is.
Flashback Friday, about 10 minutes away. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I do believe that she is a nightmare, and that's just the way I feel. News coming up next to check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. I'm traveling this weekend. I'm going home for a 4th of July party in upstate New York. Here's the dilemma, and Matt will be with me on this.
Okay.
I have to leave on Sunday to come back.
Right.
There's World Cup soccer on Sunday.
Well, then it's either you leave, you get up early like you normally do, or you leave Saturday evening.
No. I have a totally different attitude. Do you know exactly what you do?
And what is yours?
Mine is that you stay with your family, you watch that game.
That's true,
you party a little bit, and then you drive home late Sunday night.
Yeah, the game's at 11 a.m., so it'd be done by like 1:30, so. Actually, you're good. Yeah, you can stay up there.
My brother-in-law with the 150-inch TV, or whatever.
If he's got that, then you got to stay up there then. Didn't throw that into the equation.
But here's the thing, dude. He's not a soccer guy.
It doesn't matter. You make him watch it.
He's about 6'4", 280.
I know. Here's the thing.
You tell him about said importance. You say, you're an American. We're watching this game on your nice TV.
No, guess what? No.
Again, FaceTime you, Matt.
Again, I have a different opinion, because I know exactly where you're headed in upstate New York, and there are several quality bars that will be open at that early hour of the Sunday.
Yes.
Where you could head and have yourself a little brunch and a little beverage and cheer on our gals in the red, white, and blue to win.
Kitty Hoynes, Irish
Pub. There it is.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday, 94KX, 4th of July weekend. We asked you on Wednesday what your favorite summer America song is. Doesn't have to be a 4th of July song, but it has to be something that you play in the summer over the 4th of July weekend. It makes you feel good. American Girl came up. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Amazing. That's on my playlist.
So we need more. We need more suggestions. And the Ford Fun Line is always open, so you can call us.
Yes, please. Give us a call on this Flashback Friday with an Americana suggestion at 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, my friend Sarah just texted me and said, don't worry, Tom, I'm working too. So there's Tom, there's Laura, there's Matt. There's Mark Lawrence, there's intern Jordan, and somewhere in Danville at a realty office, there's my friend Sarah. I don't think anybody else is working. Unless you call us and let us know.
Yes.
I think everybody is off. Or working from home.
Right. And thus sound asleep at this hour.
Mm-hmm. I like that phrase, working from home. I'm going to make that happen, technically. I'm going to do the show in my pajamas from home some morning, and you guys are either going to run it here,
okay,
or you're coming over my place in your jammies, and we're going to do a jammy
show.
We should have a jammy show.
Let's do that.
Facebook Live that'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing. We could just stream it. We'll have a jammy show.
You guys haven't seen my Spider-Man pajamas, have you?
I haven't, but
haven't seen my My Little Pony jammies, have you?
Oh, no.
My Little Pony.
You haven't seen my Eagles jammies yet either.
I guessed it, though. I haven't seen them, but I guessed it. Flashback Friday, Ford Fun Line open, 1-800-326-94KX. Let us know what you want to hear. Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Bonnie Pointer proving that, yes, she did need her sisters.
She really did.
Yeah.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't going to be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the acclaimed music documentary Echo in the Canyon. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Now, we don't really technically have new movies coming out today because the holiday was yesterday, so all the new movies came out on Tuesday of this week.
Wow.
But there were two of them. First up being Midsummer. A couple travels to Sweden to visit a fabled Midsummer festival. What begins as an idyllic retreat quickly devolves into an increasingly violent and bizarre competition at the hands of a pagan cult. This is from Ari Aster, the guy who made Hereditary last year, which is one of the most messed up horror movies I've ever seen. I absolutely loved it.
If you say it, you know.
And I don't freak out easily.
No.
Right.
I was going to say, Mike, if you say that it was messed up, it was definitely messed up.
Yeah. This is a follow-up.
The trailer intrigues me.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful looking horror film.
It does. It looks beautiful. And
did you just say a beautiful looking horror
film? It's very pretty.
It is. If you look at the trailer, it looks very beautiful. And then I guess
it looks like a May Day celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's going to be my day today. That opened on Tuesday. And also out this week, Spider-Man Far From Home. Peter Parker just wants to enjoy a class trip to Europe, but the appearance of Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio makes that impossible. I'm sure it will not surprise you guys to know that I've already seen this movie, so I'll give you my review of it coming up here at 7:55.
In just a few minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. How was your fourth?
Very nice. I literally did just about nothing.
That's amazing.
I basically just kind of sat with my family.
That's good. What you do.
Chilled, yeah.
Good.
That's what you do. 94KX, relax. It's a holiday weekend. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. On what day is it again? Anybody know?
Friday.
It's
Flashback Friday, of course. There you go. A lot of you have the day off, so it totally confuses us here in radio. Felicia says, hey, I'm still at work, Sealands Grove Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, good morning, Felicia.
Good morning.
And thanks for the requests along the way. We don't even have a celebrity birthday list today, so I Googled it. And a lot of people are coming up that I have no idea who any of them are.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
right.
It's time to do birthday, buddy. So we don't even have the opportunity to sing because there aren't any singers celebrating a birthday.
That makes me sad.
That does make me sad. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we should create our own song.
Yesterday, I sent my family a Happy Birthday America message. Mm-hmm. And my brother gets back to me with Happy Birthday, John Waite.
What?
I'm like, he's not even American. He's from England. You know what I mean?
I was watching Capital Fourth last night on WVIA, and Sesame Street with John Stamos saying Happy Birthday to America, and I thought that was epic.
Really?
Yes.
John Stamos.
That's funny.
He hosted that last night, so I was glued to the TV, as one would think.
That
knows me.
Yeah, because it's John Stamos.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Hey, you know what? We're not going to sing, but it is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Happy birthday to Bob Long from Northumberland. He's 42 today.
A very happy birthday to Tabby Libby. That was messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. Not sure where she's from or how old she is, but it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday.
Yeah.
Larry Smith, 58 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to David Marks from Shamokin. He's 55.
A very happy birthday to Janine Bontotamus.
Bon Jovi?
Bon Tomasi? Maybe. Yeah. I'm butchering the name. I apologize.
Sorry.
But she is 67 today.
Nina Kierick from Mifflinburg is the big 4-0 today. Happy birthday.
Lordy, lordy. Heidi Sowers is 37 today. Happy birthday, Heidi.
Jill Greco from Marion Heights is 35.
Randy Donkochik from Sealands Grove is 55. Happy birthday.
You almost got his name right. That's my buddy Randy.
Oh,
I haven't
nice.
Talked to him in years, though.
Jeez.
What is it?
How did you say it?
Donkochik.
It's Donkachek.
Donkachek, yeah, Donkachek.
But you know, the courage and names, they go other ways. That's okay.
There we go.
Keith Fletcher is 58 today as well.
Fletcher's easy enough to say.
Yes, it is.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page like Tabby's friends and family did. You can text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Echo in the Canyon. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Imagine having to walk on stage and play the cello right after Yo-Yo Ma has performed. That's what it's like for Spider-Man Far From Home to come out a mere 2 months after Avengers Endgame. Once you can get that 400-pound gorilla out of your mind, it becomes clear that this is a very good Marvel picture with some fresh ideas. Tom Holland returns as Peter Parker, who just wants to enjoy his high school trip to Europe. Spider-Man business is calling, though. He has to deal with Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio, a guy who uses so-called illusion technology to carry out his plan, which I won't spoil here because I'm a nice guy.
Oh, okay. He's a nice guy.
A Far From Home effectively dramatizes Peter's dilemma. On one hand, he just wants to be a normal teenager, hang with his buddies, and maybe get a girlfriend. On the other, he has a responsibility to be an Avenger and to protect the world from various threats. The movie creates both comedy and drama with that scenario. Holland is again terrific as Peter, but the scene stealer this time is Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays Mysterio with a wicked sense of humor, instantly making him the best big screen Spidey villain so far. Far From Home additionally has some visually striking action sequences in which Mysterio uses his illusory powers over Spider-Man, and you absolutely have to see this movie in 3D because those scenes will pop your eyes right out of your head.
Okay.
You'd think these Marvel pictures would be running out of steam by now, but they aren't. This one's another winner. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Green Goblins.
Green Goblins?
The Green Goblins.
Is that the color of the goblin?
That would be the color of the goblin.
I understand Mark Lawrence is confused.
Yes, the Green Goblin, I think named because he is green, and I believe he might be a goblin.
He is a goblin. It's
thus
crazy.
The name.
Yes.
There you go.
Crazy how that works.
What you doing the rest of the weekend, Mike?
I'm seeing Midsummer today, and then I'm going to be screening a couple movies in advance over the weekend, so... a lot of movie watching.
All right. I am so intrigued by this Midsummer. You have to text me and let me know if it's worth breaking my unwritten personal rule that I see no horror films.
Okay. I will text you as soon as it's
over. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too.
94KX and Flashback Friday. You guys are helping us out. Actually, Wednesday on social media, we asked you for your favorite summer songs. That could be the 4th of July or... could just be summertime. And the boys of summer are definitely there. Thanks for the request.
Absolutely. Our friend Jessica on social media blowing it up with so many good suggestions this morning. Yeah.
Jessica could be a broadcasting consultant. Nah.
I mean, she kind of is. Interacting on the 94KX Facebook page. That's what we ask our listeners to do. We consult with them via social media.
And the Ford Fun Line is always open toll free.
Yeah, no, well. I feel like people are just chilling this morning, though. Nobody is into chit-chatting this morning.
Nope, it is July 5th. It is still the 4th of July for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Today also is the 30th anniversary of Seinfeld.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Giddy up.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
He recycled this gift. He's a re-gifter.
You're going to be the first pirate.
Well, I don't want to be a pirate.
Just couldn't decide if he was really sponge-worthy.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Enough.
You gotta see the baby.
Do women know about shrinkage?
By the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with them.
Nothing for you.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Serenity now. A Festivus for the rest of us.
But are you still master of your domain?
King of the county.
I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Are you still master of your domain?
Yes, I'm out.
30 years of Seinfeld. And,
it kind of holds up. It holds up. It's still funny.
And that was a medley of all the phrases that we would use after the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to work the next day and you'd wait to say yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Or you'd wait to say, not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, and of course, shrinkage and all that. 30 years of Seinfeld. There's a flashback for you on a Friday. All summer long, another one of your requests on a Flashback Friday as we do 4th of July weekend songs. Summer when we were young. Summer was always so different than it is now. Oh, wait, I'm old. And that just doesn't matter. Jordan, what are you doing this weekend? Intern Jordan.
I am going to be working and then getting
working?
Ready. Yeah.
Come on now.
I have a new car I have to pay for.
I was going
to
say.
That's right.
Jordan has the big girl car now with the payment.
Yes.
So she needs to work. That's okay.
When are we going to get a look at this big girl car, huh? Maybe after the show?
Yeah, let's go and look at it.
Okay, we could do that. So you're working.
Yes.
You're a little sore today because you did some 4th of July hiking?
Oh, my gosh. I went to Ricketts Glen and did the Falls Trail.
Ooh,
my legs are killing me. That was the first time I ever did it, and I was not prepared for it.
You're too young to be walking around the studio like Tom Morgan.
Oh.
It's just, you're just too young.
Don't insult her now. Come on.
In her defense, the Falls Trail at Ricketts Glen is a challenging hike, and people don't expect it to be so challenging.
Yeah, my wife just did that, too. Mm-hmm. And she's a hiker, so she was ready for it, but I was like, yeah, no, you go, have fun.
You stay home and watch sports on TV.
I did, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
She went with her sister who was visiting, so it was all good.
It's all good.
They had some bonding time, some sister bonding time, I guess, but...
So what do we do with the rest of our weekend, he asked. I'm taking a road trip to Syracuse to see my sister and the family. It'll be a good time. What are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
Just hanging out? All right.
I have my mind to go to the pool at some point in time.
Okay. Intern George is working. How about you, Matthew?
I'm just chilling this weekend, too. We had our fun. We were away for the 4th of July holiday, so we're laying low this weekend. Yes, and we'll hopefully watch the U.S. get another World Cup.
There you go.
Oh, should we chant again?
USA!
USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
I like that.
USA!
I like that. Are you ready?
I don't know if I can handle this song.
Why not?
Where's Chris Elio when we need him to do his Neil Diamond impression?
Yes, we do.
His Neil Diamond is about as good as Matt's Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Keith Good's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. This is the ultra long version. I don't know why we're doing all this orchestra. Why don't we just roll right into Welcome to America Today? Sorry, Chris. You're better at it. But this is the full version of Neil Diamond's America.
I think this belongs definitely on the 4th of July playlist or the summer playlist. This is a classic. Are you saluting?
Yes.
Okay, salute. Okay, sounds good.
It's Celebrate Kids Month, and we're giving away Knoebels prizes all month long. Your next chance to be a winner is right now.
That's right. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win a family 4-pack of pool passes to Knoebels Crystal Pool. It's all part of Celebrate Kids Month all week long, all month long. Every single weekday you can win those prizes. Again, caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, your caller 4 in the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome. Thank you.
Woohoo! Who's this?
Joanne Blue.
Hi, Joanne. Where are you from?
Sunbury.
What are you doing today on, like, the 5th of July?
Relaxing.
are you one of those lucky dogs who has today off?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay, we're not calling
She's
in.
Working from home.
No,
I'm working a half a day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got some kitties and you want to go to Knoebels, correct?
Yes.
Well, you have yourself a family 4-pack of pool passes, and you're also qualified, Joanne, to win that Knoebels party. We'll give it away on Monday, July 29th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
94KX wrapping up a Flashback Friday with your summer song requests. The summer of 1986, the one-hit wonders called The System and Don't Disturb This Groove. Oh, my goodness. I had a summer of 86 flashback for the last 3.5 minutes. I think I'm going to need some... ice water. Anyway.
I'm not even commenting on that.
It was a good summer, the summer of 86.
Apparently.
Yeah. Actually, the summer of 80, the summer of 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88. And then I got married. It was just crazy.
So 80% of the 80s were pretty awesome for Tom Morgan, is what
maybe
you're saying.
Maybe even 90%. Maybe even more than 90% of the 80s were good for me. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Carey's on the way next. I guess today is intern Jordan's last day, and we should say goodbye to her on the radio, but it'll make us all misty.
I
want to be sad.
I don't want her to leave. 2 months has gone so quickly.
It has. I'm speechless.
That went by really fast, too.
Intern Jordan has been handling a lot of our social media.
She has been such a help to me. Mm-hmm. Seriously, in all seriousness, it is nice to have a secondary person to help out with some of the show prep, posting website stuff, text club, etc. in the mornings.
And are we ever in all seriousness? No, not until now, Jordan. Thanks. In all seriousness.
We're never serious, but I'm being very serious right now when I say thank you for all of your hard work and help over
and
the past
Jordan
few months.
Jordan has also been the producer of the Tom and Laura podcast.
Yes, she has been.
I try, guys. So, thanks,
very good.
Thanks for appreciating me.
Hey, we
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. She was great help in the newsroom, too.
There it is.
And a kudos for a young person, waking up and not late, not once.
Not once. Yes. You were never late. You were here by 7 a.m.
Yes. Or early, too.
She got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even tell you guys the way she used to wash and wax my car. She did a perfect job. No, she didn't do that. Anyway, we are going out into the parking lot right now to see Jordan's big girl car.
We are. We're going to go
actually,
and look at it.
Wait.
She actually achieved that before graduation.
Which
so.
Is amazing. That's with floor mats and all.
Yeah, the floor mat story will live in infamy. Sean Carey's next. Stay with us all weekend long.